all along the fitness team and getting your mind and body healthy going into the new year. Cian, welcome to Near FM. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, Cian. As I always do for when we get on, Darren has a propensity for bringing in fitness people on these interviews. I don't know what he's trying to
it's a little bit
push me in the right direction or something. I don't know. But yeah, maybe first, Cian, maybe give us a little bit of your background. Cian Fit is obviously your own.
It's well, Cian Fit is a username that I chose a very long time ago, and it kind of just stuck, I suppose. So now I think people are kind of like, that's Cian Fit or whatever. But anyway, so I'm a personal trainer out in Evolution Fitness in Kinsealy, and that's where I take all my clients on. So I kind of market myself through social media, which seems to work so far. So it's good crack.
Well, social media is the way, especially younger people are so used to using social media now that it's a great marketing tool. Absolutely. I suppose, apart from anything else. But as you say, just in your background, were you always fit and healthy? Lifestyle was just something that, you know, you always just...
No, like, it kind of took me a long time to actually get to this point where I said, you know, I want a career in the fitness industry. No, like, I just wasn't really into sports when I was younger, and then I kind of left school, did a course in science for a year, and so I was like, you know what, that's not for me. Did 2 years of college studying English, was kind of hoping to go on and be a teacher, and I was basically spending most of my time in the gym, so I said, you know what, I think I'm going to make a career out of this. I was always reading up about like nutrition and training and all that sort of stuff, so it kind of made sense, and I went off, did a personal training course, and here I am.
Two years later, because it is such a hugely diverse area. I suppose even the training and the expertise you need to get to a position where you can get somebody in and you can be advising them and helping them in the right direction takes a long time to get to that point.
Absolutely. But you know, there's a huge array of kind of different fitness. Mm-hmm. People are oriented towards different sides of fitness and stuff out there. But I mean, it's a great industry to be in. It's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get, say, someone who's just doesn't have any confidence in their body or whatever the case may be, they might be slightly overweight or underweight or whatever. And you know, it's great to see the changes that happen in people over the space of time. You know, it might even be 6 weeks, and they're already kind of making progress. Yeah. And stuff, you know, it's great.
Yeah. And I just said that's part of the thing with people, lots of, and there's all kinds of miracle cures, there's all kinds of quick fixes, there's all kinds of easy get well soon pills and everything out there, because it's massive industry now, the whole getting fitness and getting well and getting healthy, and I suppose getting the message out to people and convincing them even at the start to take a chance that this is the right program for them is
absolutely
a huge part of it.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say it now, there's no quick fix. You know,
I know
there's definitely
God
no quick fix, that's for sure. But you know, everyone can make a change. You can make small little changes over the period of I suppose 3 months. You know, I always say to clients, you know, set yourself a long term goal, and then we break that down into smaller goals, and we make smaller changes every week, and before you know it just becomes a kind of a day-to-day thing that you're used to, and you're constantly making progress, and you know, the confidence levels just rise in everyone, and
rise in everybody, and keep them going. So people get in touch with you, they see your advertisement or everything else, you arrange a force meet or whatever. Yeah. People come out to you. Commonly, what does that force mean? Like, I suppose, as you say, force thing is breaking down the barriers for people.
Absolutely. It's just kind of, you know, it's a very informal sort of a thing. They come in, they kind of tell me their goals and tell me what they'd like to achieve out of it, and then I ask them, well, how can I help you? What can I do to make this a little bit easier? Or what would you like to get out of it? You know, and as I said, we set the long term goal. We kind of break it down into smaller goals, and then generally I get people to hit a target by kind of say in 4 weeks time we'll have this down, and it might be something, you know, particularly for people who are overweight, it might be something like within the first 2 weeks let's cut out that chocolate bar in the evening. Mm-hmm. And it mightn't even be necessarily a big drastic change to the diet, but it's things like that, it's starting the process, and it's getting people working towards a certain goal. And I think when you're starting out on a fitness journey, that, you know, making those smaller changes really helps someone in terms of making this a long-term process. As you said, there's no quick fix to it, and yeah, the more drastic the changes are at the start, the more likely that someone is to fall off the bandwagon, you know.
Yeah, because as you say, there's no easy fixes, there's no quick fixes. It's a hard road and it's a tough road, and people first and foremost have to make that decision in their own minds that they want to make the change, and then where you come in then is you give them the tools and point them in the right direction. But people have to have that mindset.
Absolutely.
That they want to. Yeah,
I say to people on the first consultation, you have to want this. I can only do so much for you. I can only point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If you're not, like, I might only see someone for 1 hour a week, or mm-hmm. some people 3 hours a week, depends on what option they go for. However, like, I can only do so much. It's the other 23 hours of the day that you're by yourself that you need to make the smarter decisions to get you towards your goals, you know.
Yeah. It can be very stressful. But bringing it back to what we were talking to Darren about, and, you know, as we say, this time of year, we all know and we all have the best of intentions
it's
in the
nightmare.
World that we're not going to go bananas and everything else, but we hit the old quality street as soon as we get up on Christmas morning. We have them for breakfast,
tins
you know, and all this and everything else, and listen, you're not trying to be saying to people you can't go and enjoy yourself, but maybe if people just getting the right mindset of, you know,
don't go overboard.
Don't go bananas, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like, and I apply that year round. Like, people think that when you come into a personal trainer that you're going to have to eat, like, chicken and broccoli day in, day out. And that's not the case. I very much believe in a kind of balanced lifestyle, mm-hmm. which is going to, you know, you can still eat the foods that you enjoy, so long as they're in moderation and that you're keeping track of kind mm-hmm. of what you're eating. And you know yourself when you're going to go overboard. You know, if you're sitting down and you're having a Domino's pizza three times a week, you know that's a bit much. Yeah, maybe once every 2 weeks or something like that, you know, and it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, because, as you said, the mindset we get into, we have that mindset all year round. What happens is probably this time of year is we put more temptation in our way.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that mindset doesn't only come out on the 1st of December or the 25th of December where we all go, yeah, let's all go into the shop. We always have it. It's just that we don't fill the house with all the goodies.
Absolutely.
Every week of the year. And it's changing that mindset of, Do we really need 14 boxes of Cabinet of Roses or
absolutely,
Quality Street or all other sweets are available? But it's that mindset and thinking when you're going and you're doing it. Yeah, it's nice to have a little treat, but do you really need all of that?
I know, and you know as well, like it even kind of, it's something gradual that you don't even notice. You know, the 1st of November, someone brings in a box of roses into the office, and you have one when you're walking by, and then maybe later on you're going to the toilet or something, you pick up another two, and then by the end of the day, you might be, I don't know, an extra 500 calories on top of your diet.
It's the strawberry ones; they're the ones that get me.
I wholeheartedly agree.
But it is that thing as well, and I mean, we're not being bad humbug on people, and I mean, especially when you're picking up those little sweets or everything else, you think they're painless. But if people actually looked at the calorie content in each one of them, and then you're going and you're eating 20 of them or whatever in a day, it's the equivalent of maybe nearly half of your day is calorie intake.
Absolutely.
And that's
where know all about this.
What's
G today?
Yeah, that's this is it. But I mean, even with regards to the fitness, and what Darren was talking about, another stumbling block for a lot of people sometimes is cost.
Yes.
You know, when people, there's another stumbling block, there's a personal one to me that I'll talk about that in a minute.
Right.
But one of the things that people is cost, and, you know, for yourself, when people come into you, is that something you keep in mind, maybe with our circumstances and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, some people will come in and maybe they'll only be able to afford to train once a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly fine, but they still will coach them through diet and food plans and training plans and all that sort of stuff as well, which keeps the cost down, but yet still they're able to make changes. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you get people coming in, they're a bit wary, you know, it costs an awful lot with gym membership and then personal training on top of it. And like they're more than welcome to bring a friend in, and that keeps the cost down. And also, as you were saying earlier, you know, it kind of keeps people's motivation up there. You know, if they have, say, their friend is doing it as well, they might be less likely to get that, you know, takeaway on the weekend when they're sitting in watching the X Factor or something like that, you know.
Yeah. And do you often find you get that? You get groups or you get a couple of people coming together and you're saying, this is me, mate. I didn't want to come on my own. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely. I've had a couple in. In particular, girls, they like to bring their friend and we have a bit of crack in the gym as well. It's not all like, do this now and strict, you know, the way military style. It's
I mean, again,
it should be fun.
People get, and that's what I was going to say to you, but I mean, the gym especially has this kind of, people see stuff on the TV and they see fellas at the gym, and all the fellas you never see big roundy fellas like me at the gym. When you're looking at stuff and they tell you, oh, you see fellas who are ripped and are lifting seven times their own body weight, and that can be very put off, especially people are shy or they've got body image issues and everything else, and they're going to this gym and they're walking in and they're seeing all these fellas and they don't necessarily see people like themselves, and that can be a huge stumbling block.
And that's actually something that comes up an awful lot on that first initial consultation. When people come into me, they kind of go, oh, I'm really nervous to come into the gym, because it is quite an intimidating environment when you see, I don't know, five big muscly guys throwing weights around on the gym floor, you know. But then you have to realise, and you take a step back and you say, well, all these guys started somewhere. And, you know, that's a kind of a misperception that people have, you know, that the gym is an intimidating environment. And it can look from the outside, but all these guys did start somewhere as well. And particularly for our gym, when someone comes in and someone is overweight, or we can see that they don't have that confidence, that we recognise that we all started somewhere, and you know, everyone's very welcoming and friendly, and you got to remember, you're making a change to your lifestyle, and that's something to be kind of commended, you know.
It's listening to that voice within, isn't it, and being true to yourself.
Absolutely. And before you know it, you'll be strutting around the gym showing off.
You'll be ripped. So going forward now, anyone's listening, Cian, and you know, they're thinking, yeah, I'd like to make a change, or you know, I've decided after Christmas, that's it, next year's my year, I'm going to get going. If they wanted to talk to you, wanted to get in touch, even wanted to come up for a consultation, you're good for all of that?
All good for that. They can, if they pop onto the old Instagram machine there, they can find my account. It's at KeenFit92, and all my contact details are there on how to get in touch. And you're more than welcome to come in, even if it's just for a chat. You don't have to sign up to anything or anything like that. Just come in, see what it's all about, and see how I can help you out.
Because that fourth step is the hardest one.
Absolutely.
It is the hardest one.
Sometimes people are like nervous wrecks coming in. Yeah. Like, come in and chill. We'll have a chat.
Yeah, have a chat. You know, we'll have a coffee, a chat, informal. Because it's just breaking down those hoodoos. People put so many barriers into their head.
Absolutely.
You know, I wouldn't write down this island. I look out a place, and it's just getting past off that, take that fourth step. And
it's literally, you know what I always say to people, you're going to be nervous. You're going to not really be feeling it for the first week or two. You might know how to feel about it or whatever, but you know, two or three weeks down the line, you're probably going to be loving life. Such a good positive feel to it, you know. So
absolutely.
Get in, well, sure. Get cracking.
So hopefully, as you say, the new year, everybody gets up on 1st of January, right, this is it, I'm going to get myself sorted. But if people are interested, get online there, Google the old Cian Fit, I'm sure you'll be the first one to come up.
I hope so.
It's the only Cian. And also, if you like pugs, or if you like food and nutrition and a bit of a laugh, you have to follow his Snapchat account as well.
Snapchat account. It's @KeenFit_92. Don't forget the underscore, right?
Okay. I must add that myself and have a look. Cian, thanks so much for coming
in. Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Great to see you, and we wish you luck going forward. And hopefully, if it's anybody out there, you've got to give them the confidence to take that step.
Thank you very much.
And move on. There you go, folks. That's Cian O'Rourke from @KeenFit. That's the best way I think I can say it,
I don't know what you're supposed to say.
@KeenFit, because I was going to say KeenFit.ie, but it's not a website.
Coming soon.
Okay, folks, well, there you go. As I say, if you're in that space where you're feeling, you know, you want to change your lifestyle, just get a bit fitter and healthier, you don't have to wait till the 4th of January. You can do it today. It's not going to make any big huge changes to your Christmas, other than you mightn't get through all the toffee pennies. You might only be allowed to have three of them, but other than that, you'd be okay.